For 2 weeks in January, KBIA sent a team of reporters to the southeast corner of Missouri, often called the Boot Heel, to work on a series of reports on the health and prosperity of the region. We're bringing you their reporting in this special week-long series called Shortage in Richland. I'm Ryan Femuliner. For years, some small towns and farmers along the Mississippi River have been battling each other over a flood project set up by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. On the western shore, farmers in southeast Missouri need the project to protect their valuable farmland. Small river towns on the eastern side of the river say the project protects those influential farmers in Missouri at the cost of their small communities in Illinois. KBIA's Christopher Husted reports.
Lynn Bach is driving on top of a levee with the Mississippi River on the east and farmland to the west. He's the attorney for the St. John Levee and Drainage District.
That's a borrow pit. That's where they borrowed the dirt to build the levee that we're riding on. Over on the other side of those trees are more fields, just soybeans.
The levee system here is part of a $165 million project designed to protect the land around the Mississippi River. Farmers grow millions of dollars worth of soybeans, corn, cotton, and rice here.
When you look at these fields, that's our strip mall. I mean, that's our economy in this part of the world. And we make it or don't make it based on how farmers do.
The area is part of a 7-county region that produces 1/3 of Missouri's agriculture economy. The land isn't without its weaknesses, though. During major Mississippi River floods, the Army Corps diverts the excess water into this floodplain called the New Madrid Floodway. Construction on the project first began in 1928. Nearly 90 years later, the Corps is close to completing the levee system by building an earthen wall along a 1,500-foot gap to separate the land from the river. This final levee essentially cordons off the lucrative farmland in the floodway, protecting the crops from most floods. That's good for Missouri farmers west of the river, but maybe not so good for towns in Illinois and Kentucky east of the river. Kevin Maynard is a farmer and the mayor of East Prairie, Missouri. He says closing off the farmland is critical.
What we can produce in the floodway itself in that 133,000 acres of farmland is we're able to feed on an annual basis about 1.3 million people.
The levee system protects the farms most of the time, but every 75 years or so, a major flood slams the area. Then the New Madrid floodway has to be opened up and used as, well, a floodway.
I'm standing just outside of the tunnel into the town of Cairo, Illinois. Big rigs are driving through under a big rusty metal gate. In 2011, this town was evacuated as the water level reached about 60.5 feet. A levee was eventually blown up to activate the floodway system, but not before communities like Cairo were affected.
We did everything imaginable to help people during that situation because it was awful. I mean, people had to leave their homes that hadn't been out of their homes in years, and then some of them didn't have any place to go.
That's Monica Smith, who works at the Cairo Library. When the Army Corps planned to open up the floodway to help Cairo, the state of Missouri sued to stop it because the water level remained inches below the mandated height. For 2 days, the floodwaters crept up on Cairo. Mayor Tyrone Coleman says after the town was evacuated, some stayed behind to fight the flood.
We had to utilize inmates from the then maximum prison, Corps of Engineer personnel, National Guard, and then there were a number of local citizens that helped in sandbagging.
After 2 intense and difficult days, Missouri lost the legal challenge and the Corps opened up the floodway by blowing up one of the levees. But some say it was too little too late. And after that flood, many residents left and never returned to Cairo.
I mean, we lost some people over, over it, and which is sad because they were good people, and you hate to lose, your good people.
Farm owner Kevin Maynard says the Missouri homes and farms in the floodway were also devastated by the flood.
The floodway was destroyed completely. There's probably 7 residents that are living there now where there were hundreds before the flood of 2011.
Cairo gets a lot of the spotlight when it comes to the 2011 flood, but just 20 minutes up the road, Olive Branch, Illinois was also hit hard by the flood. Jeff Denny works as an engineer there.
The agricultural impact was way worse here than it was in the floodway. But nobody, it's just all about Missouri and their farmers, but you're doing the same thing to farmers here,
Environmental groups such as the National Wildlife Federation have also been fighting the project for years. They say cutting off the floodway with a plug would be catastrophic for the 50,000 acres of wetland that fish and waterfowl call home. Project engineer Danny Ward says the Corps' most recent environmental impact statement is meant to appease those concerns.
We seek to balance the socioeconomic impacts associated with floods as well as the environmental benefits derived from the flooding.
The environmental impact statements have come under fire for not going far enough to address the concerns of independent scientists. The most recent report released in March is criticized for using flawed models, underestimating wetlands' impact, and not clearly showing the project's economic benefits would exceed the cost to taxpayers. Bottom line, many in the river towns are concerned farmers backed by powerful politicians on the Missouri side are winning the battle to protect their farmland at the cost of the river town communities. Ward disagrees.
It's not like if we were to build the closure that we would not operate the floodway anymore. We're actually mandated by federal law to operate the floodway, and we will continue to operate it.
Now, the Army Corps is finally set to close off the last part of the levee system. The Corps says the new levee won't affect the town, and the floodway will still be used during historic floods. But Mayor Coleman, who had a front-row seat to the devastation in 2011, isn't buying it.
If this was a viable project, it wouldn't have taken and gone beyond that 60-year period to make it happen. This would have already been a done deal because it is controversial and because of the dynamics of what can take or what could happen behind something like the tragedy taking place. Is the reason why it hasn't happened. You know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to see what's happening here.
Caro has teamed up with conservation groups to ask the Environmental Protection Agency to use part of the Clean Water Act to kill the entire project. If vetoed, it would be the 14th project shut down under the act since 1981. Christopher Husted, KBIA News.
Our week-long series continues tomorrow during Morning Edition and All Things Considered as KBIA's Bram Sable-Smith brings us a story about doctor shortages.
You need to come down here and see what's going on. You need to see the kind of patients we're seeing and tell me we need a doctor, because we do.
I'm Ryan Familiner. You can find these stories from our series on the Missouri Boot Heel, including photos and video, at kbia.org. Just click on the Shortage in Richland link. Thanks for listening.